to bring closure to some things that you had open for about 5 years. I don't know who's over there that's going through something. It may be a court case, but God told me to tell you it's coming to an end. Is it anybody in the house that can say, I know I got some trouble that's coming to an end? Tell your neighbor, some trouble is coming to an end. This sickness is coming to an end. Children hooked on drugs, it's coming to an end. Folk dogging you out, it's coming to an end. But when it comes, I know how to be faithful. I know how to stay in my place. I know how to be content. I'm not gonna let the devil's devices drag me into something that I know I shouldn't be. But I'm here to tell you, until it comes, I will bless the Lord. And while I'm blessing him, he's working it out. Why don't you tell three people, while you're blessing God, he's working it out. He's working that raise out. He's giving you something that you've been waiting on. While you're praising him, God's giving it to you. God's working behind the scenes. Yes, he is.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Don't you put your hands together this morning? I don't know what you come to do. I come to praise you. I dare you to jump on your feet up in here this morning. God is my everything. God is my everything. He's my joy.
He's my joy in sorrow.
He's my hope.
He's my hope for tomorrow.
He's my rock.
He's my rock in a weary land.
Shelter.
My shelter in the time of storm.
God is.
Everything.
God is
my everything.
God is
my everything.
He's my joy.
He's my joy in sorrow.
He's my hope.
He's my hope for tomorrow.
He's my rock.
He's my rock in a weary land.
Everything.
God is
my everything.
He's my joy in sorrow.
He's my hope. hope.
He's my hope for tomorrow.
He's my rock.
He's my rock.
In a weary
land.
In the time of the storm. Because God is.
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 My everything.
My everything.
This here.
My everything.
My everything.
Can I get a witness?
My everything.
Can I get a witness?
My everything.
One witness.
My everything.
If you know God is
my everything.
Your everything.
My everything.
Food on your table.
My everything.
When I'm hungry.
My everything.
He's the water.
My everything.
When I'm thirsty.
My everything.
Anybody in here.
My everything.
Can say like me.
My everything.
That he may not come.
My everything.
When you want him to.
My everything.
But he's always right on time. Anybody in here, would you agree with me that God's been good? Not sometimes, but all the time. That God is good. Somebody in here, can you say God has never left me alone? He's my everything. God is.
My everything.
Somebody said God is.
My everything.
Nothing but a promise.
My everything.
God is a promise.
My everything.
Everything.
My everything.
That God promised he'll do.
My everything.
God is.
My everything.
God is.
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 God is,
God is,
God is,
God is,
my everything,
my everything.
I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. I come to clap my hands. I come to clap my hands.
My
I come to clap my hands.
My
I come to clap my hands.
My
I come to pat my feet.
My feet.
I come to pat my feet.
My feet.
I come to pat my feet.
My feet.
God's been good to you. Come on, stand up on your feet. Let somebody know God's been good to you. God's been good to you. God's been good to you. Hey! He's been good.
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 God's been good.
He's been good.
He's been good.
He's been good.
Tell somebody.
He's been good.
God has brought me.
He's been good.
From a mighty long way.
He's been good.
Hey!
God is.
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 God is. God is.
My everything.
Amen. Bless his name. If he's not your everything, you better make him your everything. God bless you. Let us stand all over this place. So happy to see you, Brother Thibodeau, in the place. God bless you. Amen. All right, let us stand. Father, we thank you now for this privilege to stand and speak on your behalf. We pray, God, that you will speak to our hearts, encourage us, God, help us to know how you want us to walk and talk and live. We thank you for your word now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. In the book of Psalms, the 137th number, the book of Psalms, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And I want to invite you to open your hearts and your Bibles to this 137th Psalm, verses 1 through 4, a passage that echoes the cry of a people torn from their homeland, longing for what once was, searching for hope in the midst of exile. The psalmist writes, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, how to sing in a strange land. Thank you, ushers. This psalm is poetry written with tears. It is the song of displaced souls struggling to make sense of pain, forced to find their footing in an unfamiliar land. The Israelites, carried away into Babylonian captivity, found themselves by the riverside, their hearts silent, their hearts heavy, their memories aching for home. Their captors taunted them, "Sing us, sing us one of those joyful songs. Entertain us with your hope." But how could they sing? How could they praise when everything that was familiar to them is now gone? And today, my brothers and sisters, I want to walk with you beside those rivers. I want to try to get you to experience and feel the ache of exile and listen for a word from the Lord. The pain of exile, the challenge of singing in adversity, and the promise of restoration. Tell your neighbor, he promised me, he promised me. These are the three stones that I want to lift from this text, from this riverbank, these stones that still speak to us today. Number one, the first point that I want to talk about is weeping in the wilderness. This is my first point. I want to deal with the pain of exile. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, the text says, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. The Israelites were not just geographically removed. They were emotionally uprooted. Their homeland wasn't just a place. It was the heartbeat of their faith. It was the center of their worship. It was the proof that they had from God of his promise. Now they sit and weep, remembering what they had lost. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you don't miss a good thing. Yeah, y'all know the rest of that. Have you ever been in a place where your soul aches for home? And maybe it's not a physical exile, but maybe it's a spiritual exile. Maybe it's a season when you feel distant from God, when you feel distant from your joy, when you feel distant from the peace that you had gotten accustomed to. Is there anybody here who knows that life has a way of moving us from comfort to discomfort? Oh, I'm looking at two or three folk in here that I know, amen, are familiar. And guess what, y'all? Sometimes God has to move us out of our comfort zones because we get so comfortable that we stop praising him. We get so comfortable that we get tight with our little money that he's blessed us with. We get so comfortable that we get mean and we treat folk, amen, in a way that is ungodly. And so every now and then God will move us from comfort to discomfort, from certainty to confusion. You might find yourself in a strange land. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about grief after the loss of a loved one. I'm talking about disappointment after you've experienced broken dreams. I'm talking about anxiety in a season of change. And y'all, can I be transparent for a moment? That's where your pastor is in this season. Amen. I have had to deal with a whole lot of anxiety because the change that is happening around me is unfamiliar territory. I had gotten comfortable, amen, with the fact that we live in a land of freedom and enjoying the fact that when President Obama was elected president, I remember saying these words, "It's a new day now." But every now and then, in our comfort, God has to remind us of where he's brought us from. Somebody ought to give him a praise right through there. So I've come by to tell you that exile is more than geography. It's a condition of the heart. It's when we're separated from what gives us life, meaning, and hope. The Israelites wept because they were forced to face a new reality that left them longing for the presence of God and the fellowship of their people. And isn't that our story sometimes? We too know what it is to sit by the rivers of Babylon to mourn for what we've lost. Let me tell you, church, there is no shame in crying every now and then. Now, I know what a younger pastor gonna used to say because my daddy, amen, taught us that real men don't cry, amen. But can I get one or two brothers to bear witness with me this morning and testify that after you've walked this dusty earth a little while, you understand that ain't nothing wrong with shedding some tears every now and then. Ain't nothing wrong with crying every now and then. Give God praise in this place. No shame in tears, no weakness in weeping. The psalmist, as a matter of fact, doesn't hide his sorrow. Grief is the language of honest faith. Can I tell y'all something? You got to be careful of church folk who are always happy and excited. You got to really be careful of church folk, amen, who will try to convince you, amen, that it's always hallelujah. And you don't ever feel like cussing sometimes. See, that's one of the things I love about Pleasant Hill. We don't come here to be fake and phony. We're real people striving to serve a real God by ministering to the needs of a real world. The operative word is real. And even Jesus cried. Even Jesus wept. Even Jesus got a little perturbed and went in the temple and turned over the tables where the money changers were. So don't act like you're so holy and you're so spiritual that you don't ever feel like God wants us to be honest with our faith. It is the courage to acknowledge what hurts. It is the courage to name what has changed. It is having the courage to lay our hearts bare before God. The pain of exile is real, and God welcomes our honest cries. He doesn't turn away from our pain. He draws near to it. Can I tell you, when God abandons us, it's when we act like we got it all together. Can I tell you, when God abandons us, it's when we act like we can handle every situation, we can fix every little problem. But do you want to know, when God draws near to us, it's when we're honest enough to say, "I need you, God." If you don't help me, if you don't make a way, if you don't heal my body, if you don't save my children, it ain't gonna happen. Where are my folk who don't mind crying out to God? Weeping in the wilderness. But then the second point is the challenge of singing the Lord's song in a strange land. And if you just need a title for these points, I would probably call this second point Faithful in Foreign Fields. It's called alliteration. The Babylonians, seeing these captives, demanded entertainment. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. But the Israelites responded, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Now, y'all, this question is not just ancient, it's timeless. How do you worship when the world feels unfamiliar? How do you keep faith when hope seems out of reach? How do you sing when your heart is heavy? Can I talk to the worshipers this morning? Y'all, sometimes life puts us in places where praise feels unnatural. Do I have a witness today? Come on, where are my folk who will testify that there are valleys so deep and sometimes storms so fierce that the words get all mangled up in your throat? The enemy wants to silence our song, to convince us that worship is only for the mountaintop and not for the valley. But if I could get somebody who's been in the valley, who found out that sometimes the only way out of the valley is to set up an altar in your valley and begin to worship God. Won't he bring you out? Won't he make a way? Won't he turn it around when you give him praise? Because real faith is forged in adversity. Oh, my real faith is sculpted in the crucible of challenge. That's why some folk can't praise him. They ain't never been through nothing. That's why some folk don't really worship God like they ought to worship him when they come into the house of worship. Amen. It's because they haven't had to deal with challenge. They haven't had to go through anything. But anytime you've been through something and you know that it was nobody but God who brought you out, you don't care who else is not praising him. You will praise him by yourself. You don't care who else is not worshiping him. You will worship him by yourself because you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that it was Jehovah Jireh who provided for me. It was Jehovah Rapha who healed my body. It was Jehovah Nissi who was my banner of righteousness. When everybody else turned against me, he brought me through and he brought me out. Give him praise in this place. I'm so happy this morning because I can report to you that God does not abandon us in strange lands. In fact, y'all, he specializes in showing up when circumstances are not ideal. The Israelites were asked to sing, not simply for entertainment. Now you got to watch this because this is true of the folk who left Africa. This is true of African descendants. This is true of us black folk today. You see, the Israelites were asked to sing not simply for entertainment, but because their captors sensed something powerful about their worship. Y'all can say what you want to. But there's a special anointing on black folk to praise God. Amen. As a matter of fact, when I read 1 Peter, I think it's 2:9, it talks about we're peculiar people and all of that. It says that we should show forth the praise of him, amen, who called us out of darkness into the morning. I really believe that's talking about us. Now, and if I'm wrong, God forgive me, but one thing I know is that we know how to give God praise. And I had to quit watching shows like The Voice and American Idol, because a lot of times the folk that they put up in first place, amen, I ain't the smartest person in the world, but I know there were two or three folk who got voted off who could sing a whole lot better than the one who won. Thank God for the boy from Mississippi, Jamal, amen. Amen. He went in there and he didn't mind praising God and he didn't mind giving God praise. Come on, where are my praises at? Oh my, I thank God that he has raised up a people who know how to give him praise. And we got to be real careful because some of our folk have been to the other side. They've been to some other churches, you know, where they sing, and y'all don't know what this means, but look it up when you get home, CCM. That's the contemporary music, you know. They don't want it too loud. It has to be, amen, it's got to be the right volume. Oh, Lord, and I'm not hating on anybody, but when you've been through what we've been through, I said when you've been treated the way we've been treated, when you've had to fight like we've had to fight, we can't give God no quiet praise. Come on, he's been too good to me. He's brought me too far. Come on, where are my folk who know you didn't make it by yourself? Where are my folk who remember grandma? Amen. She didn't have much, but she had food on the table. Come on, give him praise in this place. They knew that there was something special about those folks' praise. And we've got to recognize that there's something transcendent in our praise. Now, you may be asking, how can I sing when my life is turned upside down? The answer ain't easy, y'all, but it's true. You sing. I said you sing. Pastor, how do I sing when I'm on furlough? You sing. Pastor, how do I sing when I don't know how I'm going to pay this and I don't know what my next... You sing. Because God is still God. I said he's still God. My money is funny, my change, but he's still God. My children acting, he's still God. My hurt, he's still God. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what the government says. Because you know he is still God, you ought to be able to conjure up a praise. Come on, come on, where are my witnesses who can conjure up a right now praise? Come on. Don't let captivity steal your song. Don't let pain silence your praise. Even in exile, even in uncertainty, worship is an act of rebellion against despair. See, I knew y'all wasn't going to hear that. I got it in my notes here. Back it up and say it again. Amen. Uncertainty. Even in uncertainty, worship is an act of rebellion against despair. Oh, I got to back it up, rewind, play it again. Even in uncertainty, worship is an act of rebellion against despair. The devil wants you to cry. The devil wants you to be depressed. The devil wants you to give up. The devil wants you to give in. But even in uncertainty, I will be defiant. Devil, you cannot have my joy. You cannot have my praise. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how I feel. I'm still going to worship him. I'm still going to tell him thank you. Give him praise in this place. I got one last point and I'm done. The third point is the promise of restoration. Now, again, if you need a title for this point, I call that Hope for Homecoming. Tell your neighbor, Hope for Homecoming. So if you're taking notes, point number one is weeping in the wilderness. Point number two is faithful in foreign fields. And then this last point is hope for homecoming. Y'all, Psalm 137 does not end with exile. As a matter of fact, it points toward hope.